A child sits on a parent's lap, watching fingers trace across a page, and something extraordinary happens. Those meaningless squiggles suddenly transform into stories, ideas, entire worlds. Yet here's the startling truth. Your brain contains no genetic blueprint for reading. No evolutionary pressure shaped neural pathways specifically for decoding text. Reading is humanity's most successful hack of our own biology, a feat of cognitive repurposing that transformed civilization itself. Within a mere 500 milliseconds, our brains perform neurological gymnastics, connecting visual recognition systems with language centers through pathways that were never designed to communicate. This isn't just remarkable, it's miraculous. And understanding how we accomplish this impossible task reveals everything about human adaptability, the hidden architecture of learning, and what we risk losing in our digital age. Reading hijacks your brain. The occipital temporal region, what neuroscientists call our letterbox, becomes specialized for recognizing letter shapes, then frantically connects to language areas in the temporal lobe and executive function regions in the frontal cortex. This entire symphony happens faster than you can blink, regardless of whether you're reading elegant calligraphy or hurried scrawl. What makes this even more astonishing? Different writing systems literally rewire brains differently. Chinese readers show greater right hemisphere activation for processing complex spatial configurations, while alphabetic readers rely heavily on left hemisphere phonological processing. Japanese readers, using both syllabary and logographic systems, can switch between entirely different neural pathways mid-sentence. Your reading brain isn't just processing information, it's constantly creating meaning beyond what's written. Read Sunny Beach, and your brain activates sensory regions for warmth and brightness, constructing rich mental simulations. This generative quality is what Proust meant when he called reading a sanctuary, where minds discover themselves. Ancient Sumerians and Egyptians spent years memorizing thousands of symbols just to read basic texts. Children endured rigorous schooling, their brains struggling to accommodate hundreds of logograms and syllabic signs. Around 750 BCE, Greek inventors revolutionized human consciousness by creating a system requiring just 20-30 characters to represent all speech sounds. This wasn't merely convenient, it democratized literacy beyond elite scribes. The Greeks' insight required sophisticated linguistic analysis, consciously breaking continuous speech into individual phonemes. Ironically, this conscious analysis now happens unconsciously in every child learning to read. Yet the Greeks remained ambivalent about their creation. Socrates famously opposed writing, warning it would destroy memory and create superficial understanding. His fears resonate today. When information reaches both those who understand and those who don't, do we lose depth for breadth? His concerns about inflexible written words that can't respond like living teachers echo in our debates about screen time and digital distraction. By age 5, some children have heard 32 million fewer words than their peers. 3-year-olds from impoverished environments use roughly 500 words, while affluent peers command 1,100. This isn't about intelligence, it's about exposure. Children entering kindergarten in the bottom vocabulary quartile typically remain 3 grade levels behind by 6th grade, a gap persisting through high school. Yet solutions are surprisingly accessible. Regular family dinners expose children to 1,000 rare words daily. Parent education programs teaching interactive reading produce vocabulary gains of 2-3 months for every month of participation. Even treating ear infections early prevents phonological processing difficulties. Untreated infections create inconsistent acoustic information, impairing sound recognition. For bilingual children, concepts learned in a first language transfer efficiently to English, but those lacking strong foundations in any language face compound challenges. Early bilingualism offers cognitive advantages, enhanced linguistic flexibility, superior problem solving, improved multitasking, but only when both languages receive proper support. Learning to read unfolds through distinct phases, each requiring different neural developments. The emerging pre-reader absorbs sounds, words, and stories. reading emerges from cumulative language exposure. The novice reader makes the thrilling discovery they can decode words, their brain showing extensive activation across both hemispheres as they laboriously sound out letters. Unlike efficient adult brains, children recruit massive neural resources for tasks adults accomplish effortlessly. The decoding reader shifts from halting pronunciation to smoother reading, mastering 3,000 additional words and complex letter patterns. Here, the tale of two childhoods emerges. Vocabulary-rich children thrive, while vocabulary-poor children fall behind in what researchers call Matthew effects. Fluency means processing words quickly enough to have time for comprehension. The fluent reader moves beyond facts to understanding irony, voice, and metaphor. Finally, the expert reader takes only 500 milliseconds to read almost any word, a process involving cognitive, linguistic, and affective processes across multiple brain regions and billions of neurons, all happening faster than a single heartbeat. Dyslexia reveals what happens when reading's neurological adaptation breaks down. But here's the provocative truth. The same neural differences causing reading difficulties may confer extraordinary advantages. Thomas Edison, Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, Richard Branson all likely had dyslexia. Neurologist Norman Geschwind observed that dyslexia's brain differences might determine superiority in spatial reasoning, pattern recognition, and creative problem solving. While typical brains show larger left hemisphere language areas, dyslexic brains often display symmetry between hemispheres, suggesting incomplete lateralization that creates unique cortical architecture. Dyslexia isn't one condition, but several distinct subtypes. 25% of English-speaking poor readers struggle with phoneme awareness, 20% have slow naming speed, and the most severe double deficit group shows profound difficulties across multiple domains. Fascinatingly, dyslexia manifests differently across languages. Spanish and German dyslexics show better comprehension than English dyslexics because consistent letter-sound relationships require fewer cognitive resources. The genetic basis is remarkably complex, involving multiple genes rather than a single cause. This complexity explains why dyslexia presents so differently across individuals and why interventions must be tailored to each person's specific profile of strengths and challenges. Human attention spans have plummeted from 12 seconds to 8 seconds in a decade. We now focus less than goldfish. As technology accelerates, critical questions arise. Will instant on-screen information weaken our inferential abilities? Will rapid change diminish our children's capacity for reflection? The reading brain's greatest achievement is the gift of time to think beyond the immediate, milliseconds that enable us to advance knowledge and express the previously inexpressible. We needn't choose between books and screens. Our children can code switch between different presentations of written language. Print books enhance retention and deep comprehension. Digital formats excel at quick information access. The real challenge is preserving reading's most valuable aspects: deep concentration, empathy formation through narrative, the ability to infer and predict, and the generation of novel thoughts. Deep reading activates brain regions associated with empathy, emotional intelligence, and critical thinking. Reading isn't just information transfer, it's transformation of individual minds and our collective human potential. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten reading's most powerful gift, the capacity to become more fully human. Your reading brain represents humanity's most audacious cognitive achievement. Preserve it, nurture it, pass it forward.